Yeah.
As a patron?
Apparently.
That'll be interesting.
Okay.
He's a dressing board.
All right, we're going to go ahead and begin, everybody. Welcome. We're going to start on time. We are short a few board members, but we know a few are running late. Don is running late, Joyce is running late, and Nancy will probably pop in here any minute. So we recognize all of the board members here, as well as our superintendent and business administrator. Thank you all for being here, as well as all of the district senior staff members that are here. Thank you for your attendance as well. Just going over our agenda tonight, board leadership has made the decision to table item number 2D4. That's the superintendents and business administrator evaluations. We'd like to have a closed session next Tuesday night, Paula, before we meet, just so we have a couple different questions we can have answered. So if we can do that, well, I'd rather do that than make a hasty decision tonight. So if we can do that, that would be great. So other items on the consent calendar. Any questions from any of the folks? How are we liking board book?
I love it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
I remember it's there.
Huh? Isn't it saving us a little money?
Well, the one we had before was kind of an in-house thing, so its cost was indirect.
Oh.
But this is pretty good for value. Pretty good for its value. How much was it, Paula? Was it $2,500 here?
I'm not sure.
Something.
Is this the... Is Board Book the one that's the...
USBA sponsor.
Is the guy out of Park City?
No. I don't think so. That's the one the state board uses.
Yeah.
Board Doc.
Board Doc.
I think theirs is Board Doc. I think it is Board Doc.
And that's... yeah, we sat next to them at the last USDA conference, I think, and I didn't realize that. And then he's Park City superintendent's husband.
Cool.
If I'm connecting all the dots right, so very good. Okay, nothing else on the consent calendar. Okay. As far as celebrating student achievement, great things happenings report. The academic all-state fall sports. Who's gonna present that? Do we know?
Certainly.
Okay. So I'll turn time to you for item E1 and then E2. Do you want to enlighten us on your celebration report or surprise us?
Oh, I think it'll be a good surprise.
Okay.
It'll be a surprise.
Okay.
Two major surprises.
We will wait in suspense, yes. So.
Must want to know now. I don't want to
be surprised.
The question is, will we have a bigger or smaller audience?
That's right.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi,
everybody. Take it out of the truck.
We are just in the first 5 minutes, and we've already got down to item number 3F, public participation. We do have one person speaking tonight. It's our friend Don Belknap, who's going to be speaking as a community member, and so I don't know what he's going to be speaking about, so he must have a lot on his mind. That's right. That's three surprises.
So. Censure him.
And then we've got the second and first reading of some policy manual sections of data governance. There was a lot of content there. Any questions for Chad? I know we kind of went over this initially.
So some of them are the second reading. The one that you reviewed last time, and then there's a few up there for first
reading. Yeah. Any questions on those two items?
If I just narrow it down.
With the second reading, can we move that one to the consent calendar? Is there any reason why we can't do that?
I'm okay with that.
I haven't seen any wrong with them.
Okay. So when I ask for a motion, if I forget to call that out, will you, whoever makes a motion, make that change to our consent calendar?
So, which one are you moving on?
So, item number...
Two, five.
It will be item number two.
On G?
G1?
G1.
G1 to the consent calendar. Okay. And then Zane, you're gonna review with us the interlocal agreement with Ogden City.
So Brandon Cooper is gonna be here to do that.
Okay. We spent quite a bit of time with him 2 weeks ago, as well as the...
He's gonna hit the high points of the agreement. As a reminder of what we went through, so...
Okay. And then we have a Wasatch Elementary School Land Trust Plan Amendment. Jennifer, you know all about that one. You and Joyce have been on that committee. Any questions for...
Yeah, but it's been a little bit since it was emailed out, so let me remember. Oh, they're just changing some of the things they're doing. Hence the amendment.
Yeah, they were going to purchase Chromebooks.
Yeah.
And they were purchased from a different funding source.
Mm-hmm.
So then they wanted to utilize that money to pay for productivity for an extra art class to increase opportunities for fine arts, and then also additional supplies, program software, writing to support writing across the content and language arts to expand the resources for their level reading materials for their students instead of the complex. And both Joyce and Jennifer were supportive of this.
Okay. It seems like our school land trust plans really go smoothly. So thank you, JM, and all your work that you're doing.
Thank you. Melita's a great part of that team, and one thing that helps is we meet with them twice a year individually to go through all of that. And we just finished our first round to fine tune their plans and everything, and it's very helpful. We find errors and all of that. So, and then Jennifer and Joyce are amazing. Thank you.
Okay. All right, those are all of our items on our agenda this evening. Am I missing anything, folks? Do you see anything you have questions on?
We could move number four to the consent calendar.
But which one's
number four? Yeah, we could.
G1 and 4.
Let's do that too. G4?
Mm-hmm. G4? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That'll be fine.
All right. Well,
that's the trust lines.
Why don't we just talk amongst ourselves? I don't want to adjourn the meeting because in case Don or Joyce have any questions, I want to leave the meeting open for them. So grab a snack. There's snacks out there if you haven't got one already, and we'll just kind of remain open until those two get here. Other than that,
really good.
What did you get?
They are those pretzels.
With a touch of honey. They're really good in case you've been here in
I'm just hoping they're not as noisy for everybody else as they are in my head when I'm eating them. They are very noisy.
They are noisy. I realize that I've already gone.
Probably picking up on the mic.
Yeah. You know, I've already committed to it. I might as well
continue.
So Jennifer, on the land trust, is there more money, additional money given?
I've got the exact pens, but I've got it in the right blue.
What this amendment is for is that they had their allotment from last year that they spent, but their carryover is going to be more because they got a discount on some Chromebooks that they got. And so some stuff that they bought didn't cost as much as they thought it was going to be. So their carryover is going to be bigger. So now they're saying, this is what we're going to do with it.
Oh.
And so it's around reading intervention type stuff. stuff, if I remember correctly.
So there must have been maybe a little bit of a, quite a little bit of money.
I don't remember what their original carryover was. They can't carry, they're not supposed to carry over more than 10% of their original allotment. And so, but this bumped it up to 8,500, which is about the same as Canton, because none of our schools get 85,000. None of our elementary get 85,000 in one letter.
I just think there's something.
High schools do, very elementary. Especially Wasatch, because Wasatch is so small. They get so many dollars per student in the school.
She got to have at Wasatch, they might have like a reader program, like AmeriCorps goes in. AmeriCorps is in Gramercy. Just wondering if they have a program like that at.
Most of our elementary schools used to, I don't remember if that was some of those or not, but almost every single one of our elementary schools had AmeriCorps reading coordinators that came in and ended up. I think it would be safe to say that all of our elementary schools have some kind of intervention program, whether they have the some of our Title I our non-Title I schools may not have a coordinator just because they don't have the Title I paper. But they would pay for half of it through their contract allotment.
I'm Julia.
15. I hate to write you a check, but when you went off like that.
That's okay. And if you want to wait until you have cash,
yeah,
that's
fine. I just don't know.
You have change for 50?
Really
gonna be asking
you to pay your Yeah, she have one of those little things on your phone.
Wouldn't that be? Yeah.
I actually do.
Yeah, well maybe you do.
The only problem is it goes into Venmo High School.
Oh, okay.
And Lane yells at us when I do it.
Okay, so I forgot about it, Jennifer. I'll get it to you.
That's okay.
I'll get it to you Tuesday.
Well, I didn't know about the I didn't hear about the amount.
Can we do it Tuesday?
30? Then you'll open it.
Do you have your account number on the top of your head?
Yep, 266.
You got it today.
0926.
I asked them, they come through your contract. They don't tell me this stuff.
But mostly I use the transfer between accounts to give my kids their allowance or just flat out give money.
How's your husband doing?
Good. Yeah. Pretty much back to normal. He has a little bit of a limp, but his therapist tells him that he's got to concentrate on not walking with a limp because at some point it just becomes a habit, and he could continue doing it because he's got to just walk normal. Walking normal because there's no reason for you to limp. He doesn't. He'll come home from work and it's all swollen, so he'll ice it, but it's locked down. His therapist also told him that it gets swell for all the year. Just because of the repairing and everything. It's doing good. Yeah. Are you going somewhere? Or is there people coming to your house?
I'm trying to get kids at our house. They rotate. Their families are all nearby.
Thank you for doing that.
No problem. Thanks. So, are they all on the same rotation?
No. Fortunately. So we get two families. We always have two families at Thanksgiving, so it just kind of rotates that way.
Oh, okay. We have, we were on a rotation for Thanksgiving. 10 years ago, my parents took a vacation for Thanksgiving. So it threw us, it threw everybody off. But my sister is adamant that it was me and Alan that got off schedule. And I said, she does not believe me, but I tell her. Like, we are not the reason. So every year, I'm like, well, Jennifer and Alan would have stayed on schedule if they were supposed to. It wasn't my fault. Mom and Dad aren't in town, and everybody decides that the next year they'll have their turn with them. I can't change my rotation with my in-laws, but now I don't have that issue. And then we leave out of town this Thanksgiving, so we won't even have Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving.
Where are you guys going?
We're going on a Caribbean cruise. We have to drive to Denver Thanksgiving Day, which I'm not looking forward to that part, but then we'll fly to New Orleans and catch the boat.
That's amazing.
So you'll have two of your kids at your house for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we'll have two families. And then usually what happens is they all end up at our house in the evening.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so they may have dinner, you know, with the other families, but we usually get them around dessert time.
Well, that's good. I remember, that reminded me, when we had our first little boy, he was born October 29th. So he was pretty new at Thanksgiving time, and it was my parents' turn for Thanksgiving. You know, it was that we were on the rotation. We had our first year was with my parents, then it was with their parents, and this was our third year of marriage. We were with my parents, and it's in that family's house, and we spend the whole day with them. You know, as if we were out of town with them, you know, even though they only live a few blocks. Anyway, so we're at my parents' house with extended family all day. And so then finally we get home about, I don't know, maybe it was like 8 hours or something like that. And they were so angry with us because we didn't show up for him. And he's like, well, you knew that it was turning off the drinkers. You were not maybe, and we had people that stayed here for a lot of hours waiting for you guys to show up with that beer. Well, why don't you call us, for heaven's sakes? You sit up there, clearly, they're on everyone's own, like 34 under, my parents are on 28, that's how close they live. And they're 570, their address is 575, my parents is 576. So they're just not following each other. It would have taken us 5 minutes to run up there, and they could have seen, but they never called us. And to us, it was, well, this is the rotation, so we don't go to your house. It's not your rotation.
Oh, well. I felt bad when I didn't serve the dog.
She could have told us.
My mom is. I don't have my dad anymore. My mom is 87. She lives with my sister.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Are they in Oregon?
Idaho.
Oh, Idaho.
Yeah. We were raised in Oregon.
Yeah.
So she kind of, she's cute and she's sweet about it, but I know she would love to do the rotation thing, but somebody would have to go get her and take her back.
It is, especially with that distance.
Yeah. And tomorrow, you know, an hour and a half is just going to snap her hand. He doesn't mind a bit. While we're driving, you know, it's like, are you kidding me?
Then she showed up.
I mean, it takes
like
us about an hour and a half to get to
the connection. Industry needs covering between 80
and 90
percent
all the time.
Of what our training
grandbabies start.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not getting there fast.
But yeah, when it's something like Thanksgiving, it's like, I mean, that's.
The only ones that they almost have to kind of
stay
on
a little bit. Yeah, you do. That's it.
60% match. Which is true, which is
when we told Alan's
computer science program
that we were not going to be around for Thanksgiving, we're going to do something with the family for Thanksgiving. We'll have Alan's mom over them. And they're just like, they'd already all made plans. I was like, well, I guess technically, you know, it's possible that she won't know that it's Thanksgiving. She'll think she had Thanksgiving when she had come to our house. So I'm like, really? Anyway, so finally, his younger brother said, we'll go get mom and bring her to our house for Thanksgiving. And I was like, exactly. It's major. It's not even that far. They live in the far west, so she's right here. No, Westport. No, I don't know where they live. Closer down to Layton, said out west, by Freeport, so out that direction somehow. Anyway. I guess it's not that south.
We can certainly do it.
I don't know. I know how to get to their house. I'm not sure where it is. What town it's in. Anyway, but it's not that big of a deal.
Holidays get a little stressful.
It's not my list, but I appreciate looking at it.
I think they should be certain way.
Yes. And I was thinking about that the other day because I was listening to some friends having a conversation about it on Facebook and about how, you know, don't talk about how close Thanksgiving is. Don't talk about how close Christmas is. It's just means a lot of stress. I'm already getting stressed out. All this goes on. I thought, why do we get stressed out? So I thought, you know, the commercialism of it and the media, like television, you know, the shows that you watch.
Yeah,
I watch these shows and it shows that Christmas is supposed to be this certain way. Well, in the show, it's somebody's ideal. You know, nobody has that ideal.
Yeah.
They do. And they've got more time and money than they need. You know, I thought, I just need to relax.
I know, I was thinking, can we just, I was thinking Mark and I could have our own little Thanksgiving dinner on Sunday, invite everybody over.
Yeah.
Then we don't have to conflict with all the family.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not a big stickler for celebrating on that day. If I can, it's like I tell my kids for Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
You have so many families you have to coordinate with because they've all married into big families. So it's like, you know, do whatever you can there. We'll find a time on another day. It's not that day that we can get together for our thing.
I get something.
To my knee.
Uh-oh, dear. Oh, no.
It doesn't bend anymore.
Your good knee or your bad knee?
Kevin, what you had done?
Yeah, middle of the night, I woke up. Just more pain than I've ever had in my life. It doesn't bend anymore.
Hmm.
Other than that, you're great.
Not minor issue.
I did say about my Percocets and lower tabs, so I may.
Not off?
No, I haven't taken it yet. She can't drive. But I might take one. And I hope it's not going away all day.
That's what
you do anything.
Maybe it's from there.
If that's the case,
maybe you need an oil can.
Yeah. My favorite movie is Wizard of Oz.
So, Nancy, I've got a bunch of signs in the back of my car.
Okay, when we walk out tonight, I'll just have you.
Yeah.
I brought my truck when he said he had a friend.
Her friend, and she hasn't gotten back with me. She had maybe three or four signs.
We'll just be next meeting.
I'm
the one
going.
Storing them. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why, but.
Well.
Yeah,
maybe
they
know
what there's a huge basement underneath our station, you know? Take me to sign store. They've got quite a bit down there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to let you see that.
Oh, Rich.
I don't know.
I
love her. Christmas or something.
Yeah, well, that's all.
I know, but it's that.
I know.
This is on here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is nice.
This is what they passed out.
Karen got angry.
Lofgren.
Yeah, Val gave it to her, and she went.
I figured it was
study session, but we're still in all the meetings, so I left it open for you and Joyce if you have any questions or.
Oh, Joyce just getting here?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Joyce, I beat you by 30 seconds.
What? He beat you by 30 seconds.
Here tonight. Yeah, you know. Who? Joyce? It's not fair.
Joyce is getting here.
I don't know. Just prolonged the agony. Scroll over.
I missed the flag swimming. Did you golf?
Mary did. She actually knows all about it.
I'm a spaceship. Look, I had a written
is packing up, but it's
swimming.
At least you get vitamin D.
And then this one. This one, they swim till midnight.
Well, you see her so much better. She doesn't, I mean, she told us not.
She
told us not.
Oh, my word. Okay. And the reason I was at Abby Caldwell were right in front of me, and they were
watching right now.
She's never heard. Yeah. So she had her little fan drop, you know, fan club there.
Yeah. She, I think she misses basketball.
Yeah.
The closed session.
Six o'clock. The board meeting Tuesday.
That closed session.
We'll check with Paula. Actually, I think that's
what we're going to have. And are we going to have a closed session but following? Like whatever it is we have to do.
I'd like to have it before.
Okay.
So we can approve the later meeting.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now.
Sounds like right. 7th and 9th.
Sounds right. I don't know. we'll just jump over that.
Six o'clock next Tuesday. So we probably do like a 5:30 closed session.
Got it.
5:30 closed session next Tuesday.
What is San Antonio?
Yeah.
Oh, I have it written.
I know.
Six, seven, nine.
Okay. Yeah, I think we do.
Jill gonna go.
So maybe.
Do you guys, are you, do you take your rest?
Only time I ever did was last.
Yeah, I'm just let everybody know. We kept our study session open for Joyce and for Dawn. They've now joined us. I just checked with them to make sure if they had any questions on tonight's agenda. They do not, so we can officially adjourn our study session tonight. We will begin our meeting at 6 o'clock downstairs in the boardroom. So thank you everybody for attending, and you're welcome to hang out here and chat and grab a snack. And otherwise, we'll see you downstairs. And so thank you very much.
I just want to take a minute though and thank the board for all your support in the last week and a half. Certainly not something that was we were expecting as a family to lose dad and your grandpa, but I really appreciate your support. And there was a nice fruit and basket. And by basket, I mean it was a tray. So thank you. Thank you very much. It's you know, the support of good people like yourself. So thank you.